This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. NASA voting has been reported for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As for the latest reports in Tamil Nadu, around 85% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 92% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats. In West Bengal, voting took place for 152 constituencies in the first phase today. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in all the polling stations in both the states. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed satisfaction with the first phase of polling in West Bengal. Addressing rallies in Balaghat and Parsura in Hooghly district, Mr. Shah said the high voter turnout in just a few hours proves that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's government is on the verge of collapse. He urged voters to come out fearlessly again on 29th of April, warning that anyone who intimidates voters will face action once a BJP government is informed. In Berhampur, Congress candidate Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary also expressed satisfaction regarding the voting process. Voting was also held for by-polls in Maharashtra's Baramati and Rahuri assembly seats and Gujarat's Umaret assembly constituency. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. As West Bengal assembly elections enter the second phase of voting, political activity has intensified across the state, with star campaigners from major parties stepping up outreach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed rallies in Krishnanagar and Mutharapur yesterday, targeting the ruling party over corruption and infiltration. Later, the Prime Minister visited Belur Math, headquarters of the Ramakrishna Math and Mission. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, speaking at Balaghat in Hooghly, said infiltrators would not be allowed to remain in the state under a BJP government. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, campaigning in Kolkata, accused the Prime Minister of undermining the democratic process. On the left front, leaders M.A. Baby and Brinda Karat addressed a rally in Jadavpur, while State Secretary Mohammed Saleem led roadshows in Baliganj and Uttarpara. With polling approaching, campaigning continues to gather momentum across West Bengal. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will today celebrate National Panchayati Raj Day in New Delhi. The ministry said that in a significant highlight of the national event, a message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. It added that the Prime Minister's message will be disseminated among the elected representatives and functionaries of Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies across the country. Indian Embassy in Tehran has strongly advised Indian citizens not to travel to Iran, whether by air or land. In an advisory, the embassy said that the airspace restrictions and operational uncertainties due to the regional tensions continue to affect international flight operations to and from Iran. It further reiterated that all Indian nationals currently in Iran should leave the country through designated land border routes, strictly in coordination with the embassy. New Delhi has said that the remarks on social media posts that refer to Indians are obviously uninformed, inappropriate and in poor taste. MEA spokesperson Randeer Jaiswal said that the remarks do not reflect the reality of the India-US relationship, which has long been based on mutual respect and shared interests. U.S. President Donald Trump had shared purported four-page transcript of a podcaster which had derogatory comments on Indians. India's young shooters won one gold and one bronze medal yesterday in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt. In the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event, Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold medal. Meanwhile, in the men's category, Naren Pranam Vanita Suresh bagged the bronze medal in the 10-meter rifle event. India is leading the medal tally with 2 gold, 4 silver and 3 bronze medals. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 208 for victory, Mumbai Indians were all out for 104 in 19 overs. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings piled up 207 runs for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.